The next trait mentioned here in the Braisa is ohev es habrios, loving other people. So, for starters, some of the Mefarshim use this as an opportunity to underscore and to stress how this very phenomenon, this idea of being ohev es habrios, of actually loving other people, caring about other people, that we see from this Braisa just how important that is. Rav Yaakov Emden in the Lechem Shemayim very, very bluntly makes the point here on our Braisa, Lomar she'ein maspig shehei tov v'ahuv v'ohev l'makom bilvad. Right away the Braisa is telling us, says Rav Yaakov Emden, that you shouldn't think that being good and beloved and loving Hashem is in and of itself sufficient. It's not enough just to be quote-unquote frum, as we would say. It's not enough to just focus on Venerum Lamakom. Ki'im rather, he says, we see from this, Gam Libriyosav Shel Makom. One has to also be very, very good to and care for and love other people. And Rav Yaakov Emden again stating something that's both obvious but powerful because he's willing to say it. He points out that this is a necessary teaching. After all, Yesh Lecha Adam Sh'oev Es Hamakom V'lachein Sone Es Habrios. A very powerful formulation. Because after all, he says, there are people who truly, sincerely do love Hashem, and because of that love, they hate other people. L'fisha'ena Osin Ritzon Hashemokam. Other people who aren't as religious as they should be. And on some level, one could understand where this comes from. Given a person's genuine and intense love of Hashem, it's painful to see other people disregarding and disrespecting Hashem, as it were. And that could lead to hating them. It makes sense. But because it makes sense, that doesn't make it right. It's actually incorrect. It's flawed. And that's why it's necessary for this Braisa and other such teachings in Chazal to underscore this point. And as Rabbi Yaakov Emden concludes this insight, he quotes from a very famous Maimar Chazal, Ve'ein Zaroi, but this is all one big mistake. After all, as we're taught, Lo Ktiv Yitamu Chotim, right? The Pasuk does not say that sinners shall perish, rather Chata'im, that we hope that the sins, not the sinner, but the sins will go away, that we should hate the bad actions, but not the people themselves. Haksiv v'rachamav al kol ma'asav. Hashem loves and has mercy on all. We must do the same. Or as the Chassid Yaivitz puts it so succinctly and beautifully, if you love Hashem, you will love His children. Now, why this should be, very much one answer at least, relates to what just mentioned from the Yaivitz here in our Braisa. Or as is well-known, stated in the name of the Baal Shem Tov and his Talmidim, that Ahavas Yisrael and Ahavas Hashem are really one and the same. Because after all, if you love the father, you will also love the children. And in that vein, Rabbi Lau here in the Yachel Yisrael points out that the last few of these drachim here in Kinyanei Torah all go together, being Ahuv, Ohevas HaMakom, and now Ohevas HaBrios. Loving Hashem, being loved by Hashem, and loving Hashem's creatures, loving people, they're all interconnected. It's all really one and the same. Rav Yerucham Lovitz of the Mir, his Da'as Chachma U'Musar, in the third volume of Chel Gimel, he points out that it doesn't use the metaphor, so to speak, with the language of parent and child, of Av and Banim, but in a similar vein, he says that the shoresh of all interpersonal halachos is the awareness of the tzelem elokim of our fellow person. And the respect as a tzelem elokim, as someone being created in the image of God, that other person deserves. All the details, lo signov, lo sigzo, lashon hara, onaz duvarim, gimilas chasadim, all the halachos, says Yevi Ruchem, they're all details. But all those details, all those halachas, how we treat other people, they all come from this fundamental premise, a respect of each person as a tzelem elokim. So this is a slightly different formulation than what we quoted the name of the students and the teachings of the Baal Shem Tov, or what originally I mentioned from the Yaivitz, not so much focusing on Banim, but rather the fact that everyone is a Tzelem Elokim. There's Banim Lamakom, Tzelem Elokim, but I think for our purposes it's really the same thing. They're similar in that they're equating the love of Hashem with love of people, and therefore this is, you know, an opportunity to underscore just how important it is. That's why the Braisa here mentions Oy Vesabrios. A second understanding of why this is so important, of why Oy Vesabrios is important, is suggested in a very important essay by the Alter of Kelem in his Chachma U'Musar in Chelek Aleph, in Simon Yud Dalet. And he points out that Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shehu Ohev HaKol, the essential, bare bones, bottom line essence of Hashem that we know is that He loves everyone and everything. Kiyum lo kein, lo haya lehem kiyum ba'olam. Because otherwise Hashem wouldn't have created the world and Hashem wouldn't maintain the world. Again, this is the idea that you find in other Ba'alei Machshava, the very act of creation, and as the Alter of Kelm points out, as do others, not only the creation but the maintaining of the creation are all based on Hashem's love for us and for the world, or else He wouldn't do it, there would be no need for it. But therefore, since the entire creation of the world is an expression of His love for other people, for people, Nimtzeh, says the Alter of Kelmet, emerges, Ki Ahava Sabrios, He, His Karvus LaHashem Yizbarach, that by loving other people, that's a way that we can get close to Hashem. How so? So he explains that, you know, as Ba'alei Musar, and really to some extent also philosophers, are bothered by, how can lowly human being imagine that they could ever become close to Hashem? And without getting into a philosophical treatise, he says that the answer is, what Chazal teach us in Sota and other places, Mahu Afata, or Hidabek B'midosav. We have to follow and imitate in Hashem's ways. If we will follow those ways of Hashem that we can understand, and that is a way of getting close to Him. Imitation is the highest form of flattery. In fact, that's the case. That's enshrined by Chazal here in this teaching, that we can get close to Hashem by imitating Him. So if that's the case, and there are other midos that we talk about, Hashem's compassion, His kindness, says the Alter of Kelm, Ein lano davar goli, mi midas Hashem yizbarach, kmo abba sabrios. So in light of what we just mentioned, those other attributes may be true, but there's nothing more clear, there's nothing more evident, more manifest about God's attributes, nothing more than the fact that He loves other people. He loves people. Abba sabrios of Hashem, abba sa'olam of Hashem. So if He loves, then we, imitating Him, have to love those people as well. So this is also a very important teaching, and unlike the previous explanation in which Abbas Brios and Abbas Hashem are, in essence, the same thing, the Alter of Kelm, I think, is saying something important, but a little bit different. Not that it's the same thing, but that by Abbas Brios, that leads to our kirvas Elohim, our closeness of Hashem, which is really the essence of what our life is about. Kirvas Elohim Kito, this is what I want, this is what we want in life, is to get close to Hashem. And since we know that the essential characteristic of Hashem is that He is an Ohev Hasabrios, so it follows that we must be, in order that we can get close to Him. Following on the heels of these explanations that use our Braisa as an opportunity to underscore and elaborate on the importance of being Ohev Hasabrios, other Mepharshim use this as an opportunity to kind of define what Ohev Hasabrios means, or how one should be an Ohev. And here there's a very, very interesting and really thought-provoking formulation here in Perek Vav and Perek Yavas on our Braisa by the Tiferes Yisrael. It says, Inyan Ahava Mishave Al Yedei Hakara V'Hashva'a. That basically the definition of love is two components, interconnected. Recognition and identifying with, or making yourself equal, putting yourself on the level of, the same plane as, the other. And he points out What does that mean to be Oves HaBrios in light of that? Sheyakir Simchas B'tzaras Chaveiro. Number one is the Hakara, recognizing, being aware of the good things and the pain that your friend, your neighbor is going through. That was the first thing. And then the second one is V'yishiv Es Atzmo Elov. L'harkish Tzaraso Ki'ilu Karol Atzmo. That we have to equate ourselves with that person. We have to feel as if those good things, or especially if it's when, unfortunately, those bad things, as if they're happening to us. That is the definition that Tiferes Yisrael says of love. He actually says, very interestingly, that he thinks is also the definition of loving Hashem, being makir d'rachav, and being mevakesh l'hashvos et atmo a love, to wanting to be like him. Somewhat similar to what we just mentioned a few minutes ago from the author of Kelm. So Tiferes Yisrael says, here again, he doesn't really relate to Kinyan Torah in any way. We'll have to get to that in a minute. But he says, what does it mean to be Oves HaBrios? It means to, in his words, Hakara v'hashva'a, being aware of what's going on with other people and putting ourselves in their shoes, equating ourselves with them. It's interesting that along these lines, in terms of what is a way to come close to other people, how can we love other people? So there is a teaching that is somewhat well known from the Michtam Eliyahu, Rav Eliyahu Dessler, in his large, lengthy essay known as the Kuntras HaChesed, that the more we do for people, the more we will actually get close to them. Not like we sometimes think that if we're close to them, if we love them, therefore we'll do good. On the contrary, Rav Dessler famously writes, the more we do good, the more we will love. So just to mention, in preparing this shiur, I actually came across two earlier sources that seem to make the exact same point. One is in Sechta Derech Eretz in Perek Aleph, where we're taught, Im chafetz ata lehidabek b'abas chaverecha. If you want to have an abas abrios, you want to love your friend, how should you do that? Have no save and no same bitovaso. Worry about being involved with the things that will benefit him. Do good things for him, help him, and that will lead to you loving him. It may also lead to him loving you, but more importantly for our purposes, if you want Abbas Abrios, as our Bryce is talking about, the way to do it, again, Tiferes Yisrael mentioned awareness, identification, but Mesech Derech Eretz says practically, do good for him. And similarly, in the classical early Musar work from the Rishonim, the Orchos Tzadikim, so he says, how can you come to love other people? I'll tell you about it. He says, think about it. Do everything you can, monetarily, emotionally, and otherwise, help other people. So we see here, again, before even addressing the connection to Talmud Torah and Kinyan Torah, which we'll get to momentarily, but I think it was important, and just following the lead of some of the Mefarshim here in Perkei Avos, in this last brisa, that we see the Abbas HaBrios being mentioned here. It's an important opportunity to A, underscore that that's an important thing, that sometimes we take for granted, we think that only Ben Amla Makom or things like that are what's important, and we see here that no, Abbas HaBrios is also important. And secondly, what exactly does that mean? We saw a few different definitions. Does it mean, what's the way to do it? Being Metiv, giving to other people, Hakara, recognizing what they're going through, Hashva'a, identifying with them as if it's our pain or our Simcha. All of these are important issues which transcend, you know, the Memchas Kinyanei Torah which we're studying, but different Mefarshim use the opportunity here to elaborate on those points. But now let's turn Tachlis, spend a few minutes to understand some of the interpretation of the different Mefarshim, and now that we've seen the importance and what Abbas HaBrios entails, but what does it have to do with Kinyan Torah? What is this doing in the Memchas Kinyanei Torah in our parak? So one answer suggested by Namar Mefarshim is somewhat practical. The Machzor Vitri, perhaps the earliest one, who says that if you are Oves HaBrios, so as a result, they will presumably reciprocate, and they will love and respect you. And if you are someone who embodies Torah, so then their respect and love for you, which again is a result of your respect and love for them, but their respect and love for you will naturally also translate into their respect and love for Torah, because you represent Torah. Now, that's all nice and good and kind of high and mighty, but says the Machzor of Itri, and as a result of that, Tachlis, Machzikin es Yodo la'asok ba. There's a good chance that they'll want to support you, that they'll help you. He doesn't elaborate exactly how, but they'll help you. There'll be Machzik Yodo. They'll support you and they'll help you so that you can have a benefit of Torah. Rav Yaakov Emden in Lechem Shemayim, in one of his explanations, more or less says the same thing. And he's most clear when he's talking about the opposite. If you are not Oves Hebrios, if you're Sonius Hebrios, you don't like other people, you won't get along, you actually even hate people, is an extreme example. So as a result, they will feel the same way about you. And as he says, Nimsum Avatlenoso, Midlimut Taroso, Umavsid Gyoso, they'll cause you all sorts of problems, either deliberately or otherwise, but your social ills will memela interrupt your learning Torah. So that's the flip side, the foil of the Machzor of Itri, that the more you get along with people and they respect you and your Torah, they will help you learn in many different ways. But if you don't, says Yaakovam, then they will actually hurt you. I mentioned the Orchos Tzadikim previously. So he also here says that by having Ahavas Chavero, Ahavas Abrios, that again, he gives a number of interpretations, which we'll quote, but one of his interpretations is very much along these lines. He says, Mitocha Ava, Ya'amod B'Shalom Makol, you'll get along with people. Mitocha Ava, you'll have not only a Sheket and Shalva, and you'll be Panoy L'Lamod L'Asos Masim Tovim. So first of all, you won't have distractions, you won't have people nagging you or bothering you or antagonizing you, so you'll be free time-wise, and your mind will be free to focus on your learning. And he adds also very pragmatically, very practically, like the Machzor of Itri, Mitoch Ahava Ya'azreyu, they'll help you. Ya'asem Lachto V'yaginu Bado, they'll defend you, they'll support you. V'yimser Harvocha Yisera Lavod Abore Yisparach Vod Shleima, and then you'll have the time and the resources, it seems like they're implying, to be able to serve Hashem. So one interpretation of how this impacts Kinyan Torah starts off kind of in a very idealistic, high and mighty way, but then gets very practical, so to speak. And that is that if people identify you with Torah, if you love and respect them, kemayim hapanim lepanim, they will reciprocate that, as is natural. And memela, they'll likely support you emotionally and socially, but perhaps even financially or materially, and that will allow you to have a kinyan Torah. That's the first explanation for how Abbas Abrius will help your kinyan Torah. A second interpretation comes from the Maharal in the Derech Chaim, and here is yet another example of something which we've already seen quoted, and we will continue to see in some of the other examples. But Maharal has a theme which we've already noted in previous Shurim, how the Torah was given to the Klal. The Torah was given to the Jewish people, and you need to have midos that make you connected to the Klal. So he says that here as well. If you're Oivas Abrios, so then you will be Tocha Klal. That brings you into the Klal of the Brios. It brings you into the Jewish people. And as a result, Ro'u Yala Torah, Shenitna Ela Klal, because the Torah was given to the Klal. But if you're not Oves Abrios, if you don't love other people, if you don't respect and get along with other people, then you're just a Yachid. And if you're a Yachid Ba'atmo, he says, Lo Nitna Torah El Yachid. The Torah wasn't given to the individual. So you must, again, this is more of a, not very pragmatic, but more of almost a supernatural or metaphysical idea, that if you don't connect yourself to the Klal, then somehow supernaturally, metaphysically, you'll never really have a Kinyan in Torah, since the Torah was given to the Klal, not to individuals. A third interpretation, given by a number of Mefarshim, connects our Braisa back with a Mishnah, a very famous Mishnah in Perek Aleph of Perek Avos, Mishnah Yudbet. And the idea which the Medrash Shmuel and Rav Yaakov Emden and others elaborate on is that Gam Behiyoso, quoting here, I'm quoting from the Medrash Shmuel, Behiyoso Oives Abrios, Hi Siba Hashem Akarva LaTorah. One of the ways that you can demonstrate your love, or one of the effects of your love of other people, your sincere love, is that you will not just help them in some general way and benefit them and do good with them, but you'll specifically be able to be makariv them and bring them closer to Hashem, to Torah. As the famous Mishnah in Perek Aleph says, Oivas Abrios umakarvan l'Torah. So the Lechem Shemayim makes this point as well, and both Medrash Shmuel and the Lechem Shemayim point out that if you're really, the specific context here is not just stam, but that in havas abrios, which leads to what we would call kiruv, either deliberately or just more subtly through osmosis, so just by admiration. But either way, once people look at you in that way, they'll want to ask you things, they'll want to learn from you, and in the process of you becoming a giver in that regard, of Torah and teaching and a role model, as a result of that, that itself will strengthen and give you tremendous kinyan Torah. Kasher yikari vosam l'Torah l'alamdam, zehu asiva shugam kem yikne kinyan Torah v'atzmo. Says Medrash Shmuel, by you having to be makar of them and teach them Torah, that will itself enhance and solidify your Torah. As we've seen previously, and we know the famous teaching, Omi Talmidai Yoser Mikulam. Or as we saw in one of the earlier shurim, one of the earlier attributes, one of the earlier Memchas Kinyanei Torah was Pilpul Chaveirim, and Pilpul Talmidim, by teaching other people, that itself helps you learn. As Rav Yaakov Emden says, the more you teach other people, the more you help other people. Again, you have that opportunity because you love them, and you have to be sincere about that, not cynical. If you don't, they won't let you in. But if you have a sincere and genuine and real avas abrios, that will give you opportunities to teach vimakariv, and mamela, your Torah will be enhanced. It's interesting that there's a very powerful formulation of this. Back in Perek Aleph, the Chassid Yaivetz there quotes the Re Ibn Shoshan in Avos Perek Aleph Mishnah Yud Bet, who says the same idea, but just worth hearing his Loshon. He says, what does that mean, Oivis Abrios? Lo Abbas Hamin Hanoshi Kishar Ba'alichayim. It's not talking about natural, typical love, emotional or physical, that we might find in general with human beings or even with other animals. Ella, he specifically, this Mishnah is talking about, Ella, ha'ava ha'mayachedes osanu. Now, what's unique, a uniquely human emotion, and maybe we could say even a uniquely Jewish one, he avodas Hashem yizbarach. If you truly love the person, you're going to want it the best for them, and you're going to want to share what we believe is the truth of Torah with that person. Ha'makarev es chaveru la'avodas Hashem yizbarach. The way you truly love that person is to be makarev them. And as a result, he says, it's k'ilu yolado. If you can give them that insight and teach them Torah like that, you're almost, in a certain sense, giving birth to them. The Orchos Tzadikim, again, we've quoted him already twice, but a third time, because it's such a rich presentation here, in Orchos Tzadikim Shara Ahava. So yet another explanation, another point he makes, is that machmashu ne'ahav lakol, if people really love you and respect you, again, because you love and respect them, Oz devar of nishmayim, people will take you seriously. They'll listen to what you say. If they're doing something wrong, but you'll be the kind of person who can know how to speak to them in a way that they'll listen, and as a result, they'll respect you. Ma'asev hatovim yu mekubalim lakol. Good things that you do will also be reciprocated and accepted. Everyone will want to imitate you. Zorcho Tzadikim is speaking in general, but he makes the same point that all these other Mefarshim are making, and as we saw again on our Braisa, both the Medrash Shmuel and the Lechem Shemayim make the point explicitly that this also explains how this is a Kinyan Torah, because since we have that tremendous love and respect for the people, that will create this Torah/Kiruv relationship. And Memela will have to learn more, we'll have to study more, we'll have questions that we have to answer, and all these things, Mitalmida Yoser Mikulam, in fact, help our learning and give us a Kinyan Torah. That's the third interpretation. And lastly, I want to share an interesting idea that Rav Matisyahu Solomon develops in his Matnas Chaim. And that is, he suggests that it's not necessarily the things that the way we're interacting with people, avas abrios, or classical acts of chesed and respect and love for other people, which is what could lead to the Kinyan Torah, and that is the previous three interpretations we've seen are using that basic understanding of what avas abrios is, and then each in their own way explaining how that relates to Kinyan Torah. Rather, says Matisyahu Solomon, perhaps it's not that at all, but that the very act of learning, the very act of you pursuing your Kinyan Torah in a direct way, in and of itself, it can be understood as a form of avas abrios. What do I mean by this? So he starts off by asking a simple question. He says, how could Avos Abrios, if we understand it typically, hanging out with people, schmoozing, doing chesed for them, being a people person, a man of the people and a good guy, how could that be a Kinyan Torah? Adarabah, on the contrary, if you're a real people person, that's a distraction and it's time consuming. It'll take you away from learning. So to answer this question, he starts off with a very famous idea in the Nefesh HaChaim in Shar Dalet, where the Nefesh HaChaim mentions something amazing, but he mentions it a few times, and that is the notion that not only was the world created b'shvil haTorah shenikra reishis, not only was the world created for the purpose of the Torah, but that the learning of Torah is what maintains the world. And amazingly enough, the Nefesh HaChaim says multiple times, if there would ever be a minute where kol ha'olam kula mikatzei katzei upanui chas v'sholom avrega achas mamash me'aisek v'zbonu shalona v'torah, if there would be one moment where no one in the world was learning Torah, and that one moment, karega hayu nechrabim kol ha'olam asalyonim tachtonim v'yul efes, etc., etc., the whole world would be destroyed. There would be no purpose of the world. Everything would be destroyed, period. You cannot have the world without Torah. As a result, Nefesh HaChaim there says very powerfully, each person individually, when you're learning Torah, should realize, kavyachal naseh, basically you are a shava or a shutuf, liot separatius yisbarach, you're a partner of Hashem, kim shumakayim ata kol amos, basic Torah, because if it wouldn't be for your learning, the whole world would be destroyed. So you become a partner with Hashem in that regard. This idea, this famous and very powerful, extreme but powerful idea of the Nefesh HaChaim, as also discussed by Rav Yochanan Masterman in the Kovetz Marmarim, and he uses this to explain why the famous Mishnah in Peah in Perek Aleph says that one of the things which we are not only rewarded for in the next world, but Ochel Perasayim B'Olam Hazeh, rewarded even in this world, one of the things is Talmud Torah. And usually the understanding of why certain mitzvot are Ochel Perasayim B'Olam Hazeh is because the mitzvah itself benefits people. But Rav Yochanan Masterman asks, how is that true? If I sit in the Beis Medrash and I'm learning, how is that benefiting other people? And Rav Yochanan answers based on this Nefesh HaChaim, that when we're learning, we're actually benefiting others by sustaining the world. Because if it wouldn't be for the learning of ours and others, there would be no world. So we actually really are benefiting other people. And that's why Rav Yochanan Wasserman adds very beautifully why the opening brisa here in our parak vav, Mishnah Aleph said one of the things, if you're limud Torah l'shma, right, you're zochel dvarim harbe, one of those things was to be a reya, to be a friend of Hashem. We quoted this a few shurim ago on the kinyan of ahuv, to be beloved by Hashem, or to be a reya of Hashem. So Rabbi Chana Wasserman says, what does that mean? It means what we're saying here. Because now that you are a shutaf, a partner with Hashem, you're basically Hashem's friend, you're his partner, because your learning is what's keeping up the world. So in light of all this, in light of this teaching of Rav Yochanan of Nefesh HaChaim, developed here by Rav Yochanan Wasserman and the Chazon Ish in a letter, also all sorts of other makoros or Matthew Solomon quotes, but all goes back to this Nefesh HaChaim. So based on all of this, he says, we can now explain that the best way to demonstrate your Avas Abrios, your love of other people, is through learning, because by your learning, you're actually giving them life, whether they realize it or not. It's not in a way that they can directly see. It's not as frontal as helping an old lady across the street or schmoozing with a person and saying good morning to somebody and how are you doing. And I would add, P.S., even though he doesn't say it, but I take it as a given that, of course, Rav Matisela Solomon thinks that those are nice things that we should do also. But specifically, why is Avas Abrios here in Perek Kinyan Torah? So here he suggests it's not the usual types of interpersonal people schmoozing, a friendly type thing. That's not the Avas Abrios we're talking about, but rather learning itself is a form of Avas Abrios. So it's not that we have to figure out, as we were previously, how can we connect something seemingly so disconnected? How can we connect our interpersonal relationships and the fact that we're nice to people and popular and beloved and helpful? What does that have to do with Kinyan Torah? So we already mentioned three different explanations for how that could be. Either that practically, because they respect you, they will give you the time, the emotional space, and perhaps even the material support so that you can learn. Okay, that's one possibility. Maral's idea that, you know, metaphysically, so to speak, that connects you to the Klal, and only the Klal can get the Torah. This other idea that we had seen, the third one from the Midrash Shmuel, the Lechem Shamayim, that in the context of you representing Torah and being such a nice person that people love, you'll necessarily and inevitably have opportunities of kiruv, as the Mishnah in Previevo says, oiv is a brios makarv on the Torah, and that act of kiruv, that act of teaching, will solidify your learning in the spirit of umitamida yosemikulam. All three of these things are very nice and very beautiful, but they're all somewhat indirect. Says Matis Yal Salman, a fourth idea, Bethel Nefesh Achayim, that you don't have to come up with a far-fetched or indirect connection between Orvis Abrios and Kinyan Torah. Rather, we're talking about learning itself directly. No ifs, ands, or buts, nothing else, just learning. But if you understand what learning does in the world, in the universe, it itself is the greatest form and expression of Tovat Abrios, Avat Abrios, as the Rechaim Volozhiner teaches, it's only through that learning that the whole world is maintained.